Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Gleyber Torres lined a game-ending single in the bottom of the ninth to complete the Yankees' 8-7 victory against the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, the White Sox topped the Red Sox 8-7 after Boston blew a ninth-inning lead. Elsewhere, the Phillies defeated the Mets 5-4, and the Nationals took down the Marlins 7-5. In MLB news, Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton is back on the 10-day injured list after straining his right knee during Monday's win over the Blue Jays. And an attorney for the family of a 2-year-old girl struck by a foul ball during a May game between the Cubs and Astros says the girl suffered a skull fracture. He says the girl had a seizure at a hospital and is taking medication to prevent more seizures. In college baseball, Vanderbilt has captured its second College World Series title in its 4 appearances, clobbering Michigan 8-2. In soccer news, President Donald Trump has called out U.S. Women's National Team co-captain Megan Rapinoe after a months-old video was posted on social media in which Rapinoe used profanity when she said she wasn't going to the White House if the team wins the Women's World Cup. Rapinoe has also been criticized for not singing and putting her hand over her heart during the national anthem. In other news, UConn is heading back to the Big East. The university's Board of Trustees has voted to accept an invitation to move its basketball and most other athletic teams from the American Athletic Conference. I'm Jesse King.